Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And you can also subscribe to my blog by RSS. Use that really simple syndication technology that's so cool. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. You can find out more about it at my website. And I think you can, I should know this, shouldn't I? I think you can actually get the technology there from our link. If we don't, we'll have to make sure that happens. Anyway, RSS on the blog, or you can find the blog on my homepage, or go to jimsblog.biz and find it there. And what the blog does is that gets everything that we've done recently, today and the last few days, right up front. It keeps everything up front so that if you remembered something somebody said or a website that somebody gave out over the last few days and you wanted to go back and find it, you can go to the blog there, and it's easy to find all that stuff. It's very, very handy, and you're welcome. Susan Dudley is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and our new friend. She is the director of Regulatory Studies Program at Mercatus Center, which is part of the George Mason University, which is an organization that you and I know very well. We've had a number of folks from GM on the show, including Don Boudreau, who's the chairman of the economics department over there. And also, she's adjunct professor at George Mason University School of Law, and she's here to talk to us about the unbelievably expensive regulations that governments impose on small business owners. Susan, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, and thank you for the work that you do at the Mercatus Center. You know, a lot of people probably haven't heard of the Mercatus Center, but you guys are kind of a well-kept secret over there, aren't you?
Well, we'd rather be less secret.
I know, but you're pretty powerful. But you know what, Susan? We're going to fix that this morning.
Okay. Well,
we're going to fix
it
right now.
The Wall Street Journal had a front-page story on us about a year ago where they called us the most important think tank you never heard of.
Right. But now I understand that you guys came up with some recommendations on how to reform regulations so that they were still effective, but not so punitive on businesses. And the White House implemented a bunch of them.
Well, we have made recommendations. What we try to do through research and education is make government more accountable to entrepreneurs, taxpayers, consumers, and my program focuses those efforts, that research and outreach, on education, on regulation, trying to make people understand the real costs and consequences of regulation.
Now, give us an example of a regulation that's gotten out of hand.
There are so many.
It's hard to it's hard to choose, isn't it?
Well, it is, and you know, I think people don't realize that. We recognize the burden that taxes have because that's very visible.
Right.
But we don't realize that taxes are just one way that the government diverts resources from the private sector to accomplish goals. And that it also, there are 60 federal departments and agencies with over 240,000 full-time employees, and they write thousands of rules every year.
It's not so much what Congress does to it. It is the way the laws get promulgated when they get handed down from Congress. Isn't
it? Well, that's right, and it's a combination, of course, because the agencies couldn't write the laws if Congress write the rules if Congress didn't write the give them the laws that enabled them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, when Congress passes laws like the Clean Air Act, we understand at least qualitatively what the benefits of that might be, but we're not aware of the costs. And so, and unlike direct spending through our taxes, we don't have a mechanism like the fiscal budget for keeping track of all the off-budget spending. So regulations really are a hidden tax.
Well, and they're really worse than a hidden tax, and here's why. If we actually pay the government tax money, allegedly, hopefully, presumably, it goes to some good. There's some good that comes from this. But sometimes regulatory compliance is not, there is no real benefit from it. I mean, sometimes there is a benefit, but a lot of times there isn't. It's just busy work.
Well, you know, A perfect example of that, I was just talking to a small businessman yesterday. He's in Pennsylvania. He had owned a small bank. And he said when Sarbanes-Oxley was passed, the cost of initial compliance for him would have been $500,000.
Right.
Which was more than his small bank could do. So they ended up having to sell to a large bank. And that same large bank ended up buying up three other small banks in Pennsylvania.
And see what that
also rendered non-competitive by that one law.
Well, and never mind, I mean, not just that small bank and the hopes and dreams of the entrepreneurs who founded that bank, but the small businesses that benefit from community banks is the benefit is enormous. And so if that took out of the marketplace a highly competitive community bank, that wasn't good for those small businesses in that community. And Sarbanes-Oxley is a great example, Susan, because that bill was passed in 90 days, in less than 90 days, actually. And anytime the government moves that fast, there's nothing good can come of that. And I've actually had people on this show who were public companies, one bank and one furniture company recently, who had gone public in the late 90s, and they literally had to go take their companies back private because it was not economically feasible. It was prohibitive economically for them to continue to comply with Sarbanes-Oxley.
Really?
Because and the reason is because there's no delineation between a big company's compliance requirements like GM or somebody like that and a little company like that little bank.
That's right.
It's the same requirement, and they just can't spread that expense over as much revenue.
Well, that's exactly right. I don't know. Have you talked on your show yet about the new Small Business Administration Office of Advocacy's report on the cost of regulation?
Depending on when the last one come out, as you know, and by the way, Susan works, folks, we all know Tom Sullivan and Chad Moutre and the guys over at the SBA's Office of Advocacy. Susan works very closely with those guys. Susan, they've been on this year a couple of times, but I don't know if it's the one you're talking about.
Maybe not, because it just came out last week.
No, the answer is no then.
That they estimate, and this was Professor Mark Crane who did the study for them, estimates that the cost to Americans is over $1 trillion a year, which is $10,000 per household. But it's your point exactly. It's the small businesses that bear the highest burden. Mercatus Center research has suggested that workplace regulations on manufacturers are 68% higher per employee for small firms than for large firms.
Yep. Yep, over $7,000 per employee per year, I think, is what it costs small businesses. That's the last number I saw from the Office of Advocacy. Over $7,000 per employee per year for a small business. For a big business, about half that.
That's
20,
right. That's
20 after. We're going to be right back with our new friend Susan Dudley right after these messages. Don't go away. Spencer Davis Group, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to say how long ago that was, but it was a while. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our new friend, Susan Dudley, soon to be old friend. She's become a member of our Brain Trust today, and so congratulations on that, Susan. I know you want to put that, you want to have that framed to put up on your wall for sure.
Yes.
Director of Regulatory Studies Program at Mercatus Center at the George Mason University, an absolutely outstanding institution of higher learning, one that I admire very much because they keep hiring these cool people like Susan and our good buddy Don Boudreau, and that tells me that they've got their cornflakes together over there. Susan, we're talking, folks, about the egregious costs of regulations that small business owners have to deal with and how much more punitive it is on us than it is our big business brothers and sisters out there. Susan, one example that I'd like to just throw out real quickly of one that I remember. I've been covering these issues now for almost 8 years on my show, and back in about 1999, I'm trying to remember the Department of Labor Secretary in those days. I'll think of it in a minute, but the lady's name. But she was going to come out with something that was going to change the ergonomics rules. through the Department of Labor. And what this was going to mean, the ergonomics rules were going to actually mean that if you had an employee who was going to work from home part-time or full-time, you had to literally go to their house and make sure that their home was ergonomically proper for them to work there. Do you remember that, Susan?
It was a very general, broad-ranging. It would have been a very broad-ranging.
It was it's ridiculous, we exposed them on the show. The SBA, the NFIB, your organization outed them on how ridiculous this was, and it got stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So this, my point in bringing that up, Susan, is when folks hear you and me talking about these things and they say, well, it's the government, what can we do? Well, let me tell you something, folks, because of people like Susan and Tom Sullivan and Chad Moutre and the folks over at the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and all those guys, because of those folks, they get stuff like that stopped. And so the more you know about it, and the more you support these organizations, and the more you let your congressmen know and your senators know that you don't want these things, that's how you stop them, and it can be done.
I think you're right, because it was a combination of the kind of research that we do, but it was also, it really was the telling of stories, to get the story out. This is the impact it would have on me, mm-hmm. as an individual firm, and that's the kind of stories you were telling that I think really was getting the message across.
Well, I'd like to think that it was, and of course it's a team effort, and I really admire the stuff that you guys do, because we wouldn't know about these things. I promise you, small business owners are too busy making payroll. We wouldn't know about these things if you guys didn't hunt them down and find them and out them, as I said earlier. Okay, what are some other things that are going on that we need to know about with regard to regulations?
Well, I'll just give you one more statistic from that new study of SBA, because we've been talking about some of these workplace regulations. But environmental regulations, according to SBA, the cost per employee for small businesses is almost four times larger than it is for large
businesses. Just for environmental regulations.
For environmental
now why is that multiplier? Do you know why? What are the issues that cause that particular type of compliance to be so much more expensive?
I suspect that it's because there are some very large upfront costs, and there are the costs that don't vary by employee, whereas some of the workplace, even though the workplace is still significantly larger, the costs vary by employee, where some of the environmental regulations, small or large, it doesn't matter.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you. I bet I can tell you how it happens. Okay, the small business owner gets hit with some kind of an OSHA complaint or something like that. Or not, I don't mean OSHA, an EPA complaint. And an automobile repair company, or they do painting or whatever it might be. And they've got to deal with this. Here's a complaint. Here's something they've got to deal with. And so they know nothing about these things. They don't even know where to begin. Somebody recommends a consultant to them, and this person can do the job. And they come in, they say, yes, but I have to have $25,000 up front.
Right, right.
Now, for Dow Chemical, that's not even lunch money. For this small business owner, that's his salary maybe for the next 6 months.
That's right.
That's how you get this four times effect.
And sometimes you'll find that the large companies don't object to regulations as much for that very reason. They provide them a competitive advantage over their smaller counterparts.
For the bigger companies, it's a cost to doing business. For small business, it could be the cost of our business.
Yeah. Well, just looking at the number of new regulations that are being issued every day, they're growing at such a pace that it would keep, if you wanted to really read all the new regulations, you would have to have 2.5 two full-time people reading 8 hours a day just to keep track of the new pronouncements.
Right, right.
That doesn't mean figuring out how you'd comply with them.
Mm-hmm.
So for a small business, that's just impossible.
Susan, how do we find out more about Mercatus Center?
Oh, well, visit our website, which is www.mercatus.org, and Mercatus is MERCATUS.
All right, mercatus.org. And can we get some of the information that you guys, we can download and read some of the stuff that you guys produce over there?
Yep, we've got all our research there. Other things too, We've also got Capitol Hill campus and training programs. So
Susan,
you can find all that on the site.
Will you come back another day? We got more to talk about.
I'd love to. Thanks, Susan.
Susan Dudley, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this. Nope, just right now. I'll be back. I got one more to do. We got Governor Pete DuPont coming up right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we'll be right back.
Say that last just as the time bell rings.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.